Here they are again. Two fat people who need help. Cliff and Kendall.
Is out in the pumpkin patch making his yearly fool of himself.
Hey,
Frodo is begging.
Oh, Cliff, are you out of your gourd? We're talking about pumpkin carving.
Kendall, is that you, or is it the world's largest pumpkin?
I thought you were saying the loudest pumpkin.
Is it the world's loudest pumpkin? Everybody know it's Kendall of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Is that old internet talk show / radio filler program on Rye 99?
Rye
99.
Yeah, in Bushelltown. And Kendall, it's finally Halloween time.
Oh, God. Thank the good Lord above.
I thank the dark Lord below that it is Halloween.
Thank them all. I'm so excited. It has been so fucking hot all summer.
Oh, my God.
Finally, like, the air is chilled. The bats are flapping around. Pumpkins are falling off the shelf. And eggs are being slammed against houses.
Most of those are from Charles, contract.
Ugh, Charles.
He told me last night as he left, I was, here working late on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a carton of a dozen eggs.
You were working late on the food that crock pot brought you. We know what was going on.
Well, she left that one crock pot of hers plugged in, and it had that, whatever pureed food. I don't know. And something, it was good. It was, we could eat it. I had some of that while I was working. I'm a multitasker from way back, Kendall.
Yeah.
And anyway, yeah, he took a carton of eggs out, and I said, Charles, you're a contractor. What are you doing with all those eggs? And he just sort of smirked.
Building an omelet.
Yeah, walk out the door. But anyway, then of course there were reports of eggings all through town. But I think, it's a harmless Halloween time prank. What do you think?
If it wasn't Charles, I'd be fine with it. Anything is tainted by Charles's grossness.
Oh, Kendall, please don't talk about taints on the air.
I realized when I said the word. Cliff, Liv, I got this new job up at the Bushman Community Playhouse.
You won't shut up about it.
I know. Well, I'm telling everybody. I'm the new set
designer
over there.
I call and say, Kendall, I've got a flat tire. Can you come meet me on the road? He said,
too busy.
I've got this new job. It's at the Bushelltown Community Playhouse. And it just zaps all my time. And that's
it
the
does.
Recording. That's the outgoing message on his voicemail.
Because I want everybody to know.
To know so that when he never calls back.
I'm set designing over at the theater.
But anyway.
So, I'm over there, right? God, this has been such a long story. I've forgotten where I started. Oh, so I'm sitting there with all these stage hands on, we're building this set over there. And people are going around and he's like, we're talking about lunch. They're like, I got this. And this person said, I got that. And I said, I got a rock. And silence. Silence everywhere. Yes. And I was like, does nobody know what that's from? I was like, anybody. And somebody was like, from the Great Pumpkin? And I said, yes, from the Great Pumpkin. And they looked at me like, we know what it was from. It just wasn't funny. And I was like, idiots.
It would not have been inappropriate to applaud when you said
exactly,
that.
Right?
Okay.
I think every moment of my life should be like I'm on this show.
I think so, too.
Well, nobody's applauding here, but in my mind, the listeners are applauding all
over
the place.
We have so many buttons so that we add
we
applause.
Can applaud whenever we need it.
Whenever we feel like, listeners are wishing that they could applaud. It's the same concept of the live, three camera sitcoms. Mm-hmm. People at home need to know when to laugh.
We're just giving you an opportunity to say, hey, here's a good moment.
Yeah. So we used, the sound effects and the buttons and stuff to let people know, this would not be a wrong time to stand and cheer for the show, no matter what you're doing.
Like right now. Go ahead. We'll give you a moment.
Well, you know you want to.
Oh, Cliff, I'm sorry to digress so, so long.
Oh, it's all right. You can just digress all over the place. It doesn't bother me at all.
Cliff, we are carving pumpkins this week.
Excuse me,
Papa. So much fun, dear. Get those pumpkin seeds in the oven, dear.
Has anyone seen my carving knives, boy? I've left them somewhere, and we have a lot of neighborhood children out here in the lobby. They've come for a free pumpkin carving
event. Oh, dear, isn't it beautiful, dear?
Well, they do look like they're having fun.
It does sound good. Are you sure you want to bring knives into the situation?
I don't know how else you're going to carve a pumpkin, boy.
Oh, dear, don't worry. We'll practice safe carving skills, dear.
Well, it looks like that blonde, like, he looked about, like, 8 years old. I think he's... Oh, he's juggling. He's juggling,
A couple pumpkins?
Of your knives. No, the knives.
Oh, my God.
Over there to the left, Kendall. The left. The blonde on the left.
I was looking at the one juggling the pumpkins on the right.
I think that's the reflection of my bosoms in the glass.
Oh, sorry.
Instead, I'm wearing an orange shirt.
Put those knives down, dear. What's that?
Safety first, children.
Now, why are kids in the lobby carving pumpkins?
You know, I don't know, but it sounds like neighborhood thing to do for the neighborhood kids.
Just to see pumpkins being carved. I hope we get to keep them all here in front of the studio.
I hope so. You know, last year, Austin, he carved a lot of them. We'll have to see. Maybe, I don't know if Crockpot has the arm strength.
I don't know. She just got the file system down.
She does. She does. She's starting to learn how to do the cider, how I like it.
The Arnold Palmer style.
Yeah, I like it a little hot, a little cold.
Cliff, you know pumpkins are fruits.
Kendall, I don't know. I don't like where this is going.
I knew at the moment I said it there was going to be a discussion about that one. And they're 90% water.
Oh.
So maybe we need to eat some more pumpkins so we don't get enough water. Big old fat sows.
Crockpot, bring me one of those pumpkins. Now I'm kidding. I'm just
put it down, Crockpot. Put it down.
Now, Kendall, you know, just like when you talk about talk show hosts like us, with pumpkins, bigger is better. Because, you know, the bigger pumpkins are easier to carve.
The bigger they are, the harder they fall.
The bigger they are, the easier they carve. And the better they host.
Yes, they do. And remember that.
Yes, they do.
Well, Cliff, you know how to keep a pumpkin lasting forever, don't you?
Shellac it.
Well, you could do that, I guess.
Okay.
No, you got to keep it cool and out of that sunlight.
Keep it cool. That's how I live my life. Oh, look at this tip. This reminds me of what's happening now. It says, if you're carving with kids, don't just hand them a deadly weapon and let them start hacking away.
Did you hear that?
Why don't you get a safety knife? Oh, hold on. Hey, guys, the tip said safety knife.
Right, dear.
Oh, hand me that cleaver there.
All right.
Cliff, it says here, if you're having a party and you want to have a big old reveal for your pumpkin, you can just drape it with a damp towel before showtime.
I've got to say... Isn't it your favorite part of Halloween? When the big pumpkin reveal.
It's my favorite time for sure.
I love it.
So just drape it with a wet, damp towel.
Some people like Christmas morning. I like the pumpkin reveal. That's the highlight of my year.
Well, I feel like out in the pumpkin patch, when the great pumpkin comes, that's a big old reveal.
Yeah, it is a reveal.
But, you know, Native Americans used to use flattened pieces of pumpkin to make mats out of.
God bless them.
I think we should have a crafting party where we make mats out of.
Don't you think we need to play
pumpkin strips?
America needs to pay reparations, slave reparations, and they need to pay Indian reservations.
They need to make Indian reservations.
No, they need to pay Indian reparations.
Oh, Cliff, careful. We need to make America great again.
I'm so sorry. This show suddenly becomes so controversial, and I'm so sorry.
I know. Who knew pumpkin carving would be the one?
But don't you think so?
Yes, I do. I do for sure.
Pay them.
Pay them.
You know what? I'd feel a lot better if you paid me for every gay person who'd been strung up for being a big wiener lover. Hey, I'd feel a lot better. I'll take it. I'm not going to turn that down.
Strung up for being a big wiener lover.
Listen, Kendall is in the history books.
That's going on the quote wall over there, Cliff.
Kendall, avoid a pumpkin inferno by placing a tea light inside of a pint glass. And I know you're off the booze, so you got a lot of empty pint glasses around.
A lot of empty ones.
So why don't you just place your tea light in there?
I've been wondering what to do with all my pint glasses.
Yeah, tea lights. Inside a pumpkin.
Oh, okay. Or you just use one of those battery operated lights.
You could. But don't you love a good? Don't you love the real flame?
Don't you love a good flame?
The flicker.
An eternal flame.
Close your eyes. Give me your hand. Kindle. Do you feel my heart beating? Do you understand? Kindle, I'm calling it right now. This is the Halloweeniest Halloween episode we've ever done.
Oh, it's spooky. You hear that thunder?
It's so spooky because don't we all just wish the Bangles would reunite?
Oh, that's what I think every day. Cliff, I did bring a big old pumpkin here for us to carve right here if you want to.
Oh, great.
Here's another one.
All right.
That's for you.
Now, where are our carving knives?
Oh, get one from Mrs. Butterbitter Butter Church.
Hey, can you bring
me one
of those carving?
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Quite right. Thank you, dear. Here you go. I'm going to hand you. Here's one for you, dear. And here's one for you, dear.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Tea lights here. Tea lights here. They're in the box marked tea lights in the store. Oh. All right. So, yeah, we can just start carving these during the break. We don't have to do this for an hour.
Oh, okay.
Our hands are all, we'll get all mushy from the seeds.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Kendall, I just found a tip that applies to us all.
Oh, tip time. That was not a good tip. It did apply to all of us, though.
I was trying to think of the next verse of Eternal Flame again. Okay, kiddo, do you want to keep your jack-o'-lantern indoors? And secretly, I'm saying yes, I do.
Excuse me, what?
Because I've done it before, but this tip from the writers, it says sprinkle the insides of the jack-o'-lantern with cinnamon, nutmeg, and cloves.
Ooh, I like that tip.
And he'll double, and they refer to him as a he, which I don't like that.
Like what,
I think that the patriarchy has gotten to our writers.
But, could it be a Janet O'Lantern?
Yeah, and so she will double as an autumn air freshener.
I like that.
Listen, I'm right now. I'm jotting it down right now. I got to
Crockpot, get us some cinnamon.
I need cinnamon, nutmegs, and cloves. I've got it. We're gonna. I'm gonna.
Good. Good. I like that.
It's gotta happen, Kendall.
It's gonna happen. Okay, Cliff. We have been way into the show.
Into the night, hear me scream. Don't you wish every day was Halloween?
Yes, I wish every day was Halloween or Christmas. We could
Why
alternate back and forth.
Why can't every day be like Halloween?
Oh, but aren't you glad it's here?
Why can't this season go on endlessly?
I'm sad right now thinking about the fact that one day it'll be over. I have to keep thinking it's Halloween.
For if every day was just like Halloween, what a wonderful world this would be.
And I think to myself,
I was waiting for that, but then I was gonna say, no, this is not a Michael Bublé concert. No, you have not tuned in to the Josh Groban live from Times Square.
We get more letters saying, well, I thought I tuned in to a Josh Groban concert. But Cliff and Kendall.
It was just me. I have been clinically diagnosed with perfect pitch.
Clinically. You've been clinically diagnosed, all right. Cliff, yeah. It is time, well into the show now, to play a little thing I like to call...
Yes.
Always.
All right, you know, I'm going to start us off.
Oh, of course you are.
All right, let me get warmed up here. When there's something strange in the neighborhood,
who you gonna call? Cliff and Kendall.
No, there's something fat in the neighborhood.
Ghostbusters, Cliff. Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Good one. All right. I hear a hurricane a-blowing. I know the end is coming soon.
Don't go out tonight.
Don't do it.
You're out in your life. There's a bathroom on the right.
There's a fat moon on the rise.
Okay, don't look over here when you say that. Kendall. When I look out my window, many sights to see. And when I look in my window, so many different people to be, that it's strange, so strange. You got to pick up every stitch.
It's just the season of the witch.
I'm so sorry to interrupt, dear. You're scaring these children out here, dear.
But I told you to keep all paranormal talk to a minimum. We've got small neighborhood children
here,
out
I'll
here.
I'll speak of witches, dear. No, we were just singing a song. I'm so sorry.
There are really no witches. It's all make-believe.
All right, Cliff. Season of the Witch.
Yeah, okay.
That was a good one. All right. The darkness must go down the river of night's dreaming. Slow, Morpheus, slow, let the sun and light come streaming into my life.
Into my life.
It's Halloween on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Halloween.
That's right, Cliff, you got it.
The scary day we love the most. Halloween, Halloween.
It's the favorite time.
Yeah, whatever, yeah. That's it. We got it.
You.
Don't belabor it.
All right. That is the pot to call on the kettle black.
I don't like the race stuff.
I knew
episode.
That was coming.
Kendall.
Cliff.
It's close to midnight, and something evil's lurking in the dark. Under the moonlight, seeing stuff that almost stops your heart. You try to scream, but terror takes the sound before you make it. You start to freeze, and someone looks you right between the eyes. You're paralyzed,
cause this is Thriller.
Oh, Thriller Night.
And no one's gonna save you from the beast bathroom.
That's it.
Thriller.
Kendo, you're batting 1,000.
Well, you
if
know,
that means you're getting them all.
It's Halloween. Yeah. if that means you're doing good.
Yeah.
all right, Cliff. I got one more for you.
Okay.
Come, little children, I'll take thee away
into a land of enchantment.
Oh, is that the Garden of Magic?
Oh, Cliff, it is from Hocus Pocus.
All right, finally.
Finally.
When the crypt goes creak and the tombstone quakes, spooks come out for a singing wake. Happy haunts materialize and begin to vocalize.
Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize.
Kiddo, have we ever gotten them all before?
Cliff, I think that might be a first. You heard it here. This is the first episode I've ever gotten every question right.
I hope you're keeping copious notes in your diaries.
Sorry, I was just writing that last part down in my diary.
It's okay. All right, I'm going to go sharpen up this knife because I got to carve this pumpkin.
Oh,
so.
Careful. Oh, whoa. Careful with that
oh,
knife.
Oh, sorry. It's fell when I fell.
Goodness.
Hey, you've made it this far. It'd be a shame to give up now. Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Make Halloween fun and easy. One-stop shopping at Woolworth or Woolco for your Halloween needs. Costumes from $1.83 to $3.99, like $6 Million Man, Bionic Woman, superheroes, Batman, Superman, Spider-Man, and a new favorite for girls, Holly Hobby. You can get wrapped candies of every kind. Bubblegum, lollipops, fun-size candy bars. Get this Halloween record, sounds to make you shiver, just $1.89. Make Halloween fun and easy. Make just one stop at Woolworth.
We now return to your magic time. Cliff and Kendall are back.
Welcome back
to Halloween. Sorry, Kendall, I don't know what. Oh, is that the smell? Is that pumpkin dust? I'm coughing on it.
Pumpkin dust. Sorry, mine's a little dry.
Yours was so dry, and then you've got like the electric knife from the kitchen over there, and it's just hacking, and it's going in my throat.
Cliff, this is the way I've always said turkey. turkey knife.
You have always said that. And
electric carving knife is the way to go when you're carving a pumpkin.
Frankly, if you'd stop saying it, I'd be happy. Okay, because I've heard it too many times. I've heard it. You can only hear it so many times.
Don't
have you
count
ever
on it.
Have you ever loved a song and then you just listen to it too much and then you're just like, I gotta have a break.
No.
Right now. Have you ever had a co-host where you thought, I just need a break?
Yes.
No, of course not. Kendall, of course not.
I gotta take a break. No,
I gotta take another break.
I'm stuck in this chair. I'm too fat.
Oh my God, you are not.
I am. Here we go. Okay.
There was pumpkin. That was like a half of a pumpkin up under you.
Oh, somebody sat on a pumpkin.
Oh my God.
Excuse me, I need a bandage. I've torn the top of one of my fingers off.
Oh my God, oh, you're shooting blood all over everything. Take a toilet, dear. Put this right in the finger.
Oh, right in the tiny, dear.
Should we call 911, dear? It looks like a superficial cut. It's fine.
It's probably okay. Let's
oh, there
tank.
Goes the bowel.
Oh,
my.
Dear, come. I'll get another toilet, dear. We'll clean all this up, dear. Come with me, dear.
My bowels are looking alive. You know,
children,
you know how
don't
they
be
get.
Alarmed.
Oh, shoot. Oh, don't slip on that bowel.
Yeah, oh,
oh, now the kids are like sliding in it.
Well, it's sooner or later they need to learn about life.
It's mixing with the pumpkin
it's
guts
shitty.
On the floor.
Cliff, you know what? I know that we're helping all these kids by letting them come in here and carve pumpkins all over the place.
Don't you think these are memories that'll last a lifetime?
Oh, I'm going to remember this for a long time, all these kids slipping on the bowels out there. But it's time to do some more helping, Cliff.
Let's help.
Let's help some people. It's time for... We've got
8 years in, he remembers it's called Deer, Cliff and Kim.
Well, you know, sooner or later, you're going to get it. Sooner or later.
It's a lesson to us all. Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up.
You'll get it sooner or later. All right, Cliff, I got a letter over here. I want to
start us out.
All right.
I'm going to finish carving the eyes on my pumpkin. My jacket.
All right. That's mine. Put that down.
I was trying to improve it without you
noticing. No. You work on yours. I will finish mine in a moment.
I was going to give it a little mole like Madonna used to have in the
80s. No. Dear Cliff and Kendall. That's us. A good one. We have a neighbor who... Very good, Cliff. We have a neighbor who decorates his yard for Halloween in the worst way imaginable. Mm. Every year becomes more macabre.
Ooh, I like the sound of that.
He has bodies hanging from tree limbs, gravestones with RIP on the dirt mounds, and other unbelievable atrocities. He thinks it's funny. It is despicable, and it scares the children who must walk past his yard. When we ask him not to put such deplorable items in our neighborhood, he doesn't take it seriously. I'm thinking about taking up a collection and bribing him not to put his growing, vulgar display up this year. What can we do, Cliff and Kendall? And that spooked in Topeka.
Well, two things. First...
I'm not going to take my display down, first of all.
First, move the hell out.
Yes. Get the hell out of that neighborhood.
Second, Kendall, if you're looking for something to get me for Christmas, you could make an offer on that house for me, and with the display included, because I would keep it up all year.
Yep.
I got a letter here, kiddo. Oh, sorry. Open the top of it. Oh, here's the other side. Oh, last.
Really tearing that to shreds, that awful one.
It was weirdly taped together. It says, Dear Cliff and Kendall.
That's us.
Excuse me.
How do you spell that?
That was a stain on the paper. That's how I read it. It says, Dear Cliff and Kendall, I'm a single 59-year-old man who's dating an attractive 40-year-old woman. Are you jealous yet? We met on Halloween night last year and got freaky before November started, if you know what I mean.
Uh-oh.
Now that we are steadies, we have a problem. Cliff and Kendall, I wear glasses, and she wears contact lenses, which she takes out before we go to bed at night. Of course, I remove my glasses. The problem is, Cliff and Kendall, when we begin a bang session, we can barely see each other, even with the lights on. We want to know what each other looks like when we're doing the deed. Any advice would be appreciated. Oh, and happy Halloween, and that says, signed, Blurred Vision in Busheltown. Kendall,
well,
solve their problem.
I'll solve it. Here we go.
If you got a problem, he'll solve it. Check out the beat. Well,
I think that she's just telling you that she can't see or she doesn't want to see you because she's way younger than you and you probably want to see her, but she probably doesn't want to see you.
See, and that's what I thought. I don't know that you want her to.
Yeah, you know, you can wear your glasses if you want to, but let her take her contacts out. That's how she gets through it. And I think the older you get, the more you're going to enjoy being blind during that event. Yeah. There you go.
Straight talk, straight talk. Hold the sugar, please.
When are they going to give us another segment on Bushel
Talk? Straight talk. Sounds plenty sweet to me.
All right, Cliff, I'm so glad we were able to help those people.
Me too. Sorry, I was just looking at the pumpkins out there. You know, the kids, if they've all joined together, they're mopping up the mess that was on the floor.
Really brings you together, doesn't it?
Hey, kids, I'm Chris. You're doing a great job. Right. Oh, you did miss a spot over there near my chair. Well, they got it. They got it now.
Good. Good kids.
All right, Chris.
All right.
I'm so excited.
I'm so...
For our other segment.
Me too.
Host match.
You're
you
excited.
Know,
I'm love excited.
It. Have you been watching the new game show with Alec Baldwin hosting on the... What is it? The... host match.
It's match game, right?
Match game.
I have not. Is it good?
It's really weird and odd that they're doing this.
Uh-huh.
And it's fun. Like, I enjoy it. Especially, like, Rosie O'Donnell was on there, and that was real fun.
Okay, well, I gotta watch that one.
So, yes, you should definitely watch it. You'll really enjoy it, because you're like me. But there are some people that were on this. Sarah Palin was on one week.
Oh!
And there were two people, like, there were regular Americans that come on the show. And, you know, the whole idea is, like, say something that you think will match, you know?
Yeah.
And they say the most idiotic things, and it's just it's a comment on today's society.
Well, things have gotten just too smutty.
It has. Too smutty, by far.
But, you know, I don't want to, you know... Well, that's another episode.
That's a whole nother topic.
Let's cut out the smut America.
Yes.
Let's de-smut America.
Let's get to host match.
All right. Here, this is a segment called Host Match.
Yeah.
Where the hosts try to match.
Look it up.
Google it. All right. Kendra, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. The first host match round goes like this. Kendall Dracula is excited because he's about to open his own restaurant. Transylvania Fried Blank.
Right.
All right, what do you say?
I say Transylvania Dried...
Fried.
Fried blood fritters.
Oh my God. Of course. Hey, did you hear him a minute ago talking about people saying the stupidest answers?
I said I wanted to match with stupidity.
My God, it's obviously Transylvania Fried Bats.
Oh, well, I couldn't think of anything clever. Which is every moment on the show.
Hang in, listeners. Let's ride this out together.
Sorry.
It's not going to go on that much longer. Kendall, Wilma the Witch. You know, I'm just kidding. This is a roast. It's a roast atmosphere. And that's what
hosting to roasting.
The listeners like to a continual roast atmosphere.
Yeah, I hope they're roasting those pumpkin seeds.
Kendall, Wilma the Witch was late making her Halloween flight in front of the moon. That's because she couldn't find her witch's hat. After looking for hours, she still couldn't find it. So instead, she wore a blank on her head.
Or a sun visor on her head.
I was going to say a traffic cone.
That's way fun.
Okay, of course it is. Kendall, are you ready?
That goes without saying.
It goes without saying, so let's not say it. Kendall, right. Stupid Stewart.
Oh, how stupid was he?
He was so stupid that on Halloween night, he went trick-or-treating, but instead of holding out a sack for his treats, he asked the people to put the candy in his blank.
Oh, Cliff. He asked them to put it in his pants.
In pants! That's what I said,
yes,
pants.
Host
finally.
Match.
A host match.
Well, the kids are cheering. They don't even know why.
They don't know. Well, they just cleaned up the last bit of bowel.
Oh, but that's worth cheering for.
Yep. Oh, look, and now they're playing Toss the Pumpkin. Good catch. All right.
Good catch.
Kendall, the wolf man was really nervous about going on a date with the Bride of Frankenstein. He thought she would find his animalistic odor offensive. So, to overpower his own smell, he stuffed his pockets full of blank.
Oh, did he stuff his pants or pockets full of garlic?
No. I said he stuffed his pockets full. You got me confused. This is what it was. His pockets full of severed human limbs.
Oh, yes.
I thought she wouldn't notice that smell.
Well, she probably wouldn't. Pocket full of posies.
Pocket full of posies. Kendall, lastly.
Lastly.
Finally, our last host match question for this Halloween season. Kendall.
Don't say things like that. It makes me too sad.
Kendall. Lower class Larry was so lower class.
How low was he?
he couldn't afford a pumpkin to carve on Halloween.
Oh, poor Larry.
So, instead, he carved a face into a blank.
But he carved a face into a watermelon.
Oh, I said he carved a face into a person's leg.
Oh, ouch.
Ouch.
And now Larry is starving 3 to 5 years.
Oh, Larry. He's got no class.
Man, that was a sad story about Larry. It made me really sad. Sorry. First, he couldn't afford a bumpkin. Now he's in prison.
I didn't put him in prison. You did.
I didn't put him in prison. Society put him in prison, Cliff. That's just sad.
There's a problem. Prisons are overcrowded.
Oh, dear, I'm so sorry to come in and interrupt your wonderful talk about prison, dear. But look, I just want to show you these beautiful pumpkins that all the children carved.
Aren't they lovely, bud? The children have been working for hours.
Oh, look at these two that are in here. These two more from the children, dear.
No, those are ours. What?
Oh, dear, I'm so sorry, dear. Look at the beautiful ones out here. Dear, look how wonderful they look.
Look at the one, little Tommy. Little Tommy and little Tina. Oh, it's so intricate, Buzz.
Oh, my
gosh, like a lace dolly.
Did you help them with that?
Oh, no, Buzz.
Well, dear, I just wanted to give you some of these roasted pumpkin seeds, dear, to finish the show with, dear.
Oh, thank you. I can't wait to eat some of those.
I have a handful of those, dear. They look pretty good.
And here, dear, I brought you a rice cider just the way you like it, dear. Half an hour.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, did you bring me one? Oh, dear, I'm so sorry. I didn't.
It seems I got a pumpkin seed stuck in my teeth.
Oh, dear. Gosh, dear. Come with me. I'll get it out for you, dear.
Hurts my teeth.
I've got a pick over here in my purse.
Oh, excuse me, dear. Oh, it's got another mild attack. Oh,
no.
Pumpkin seed in my teeth.
Move him out of here. Move him out of here.
Oh, excuse me. Oh, dear. Help me.
Oh, now the kids are cleaning up more out
now
there.
It's a hard knock life for us. It's a hard knock life for us.
Cliff.
Instead of kisses, we get kicks.
Belaboring the point, as usual.
People are loving it. They don't.
Loving it.
That on the occasion that I occasionally listen back to the show, I love being able to just sing along to it.
Yes, you love it. When you listen back. Yeah. Yourself singing, you love it.
I love it. I'm like, who is this? Wait, did I accidentally download another Michael Bublé album? Oh, no, this is the middle of my show. Anyway, Kendall, I hope it's going to be a great, fun Halloween for us all.
I do too. I hope that nothing bad will befall us this year.
Oh, wait.
Uh-oh. Oh, wait, there's more.
I have some old notes. To tell you. Just hold on, everybody. We're almost there. The other day, I was at the Food & More, and I was checking out, and I bought, a block of cheese, as one does. And so I bought this block of cheese, and this little teen who's checking me out at the register, he says, oh, that's a lot of cheese. You looking to get constipated tonight?
Oh.
Kendall, the smut that just come. He said that to me in the store.
Oh my God! What is wrong with today's youth?
I can't imagine. All right, Kendall, we've got to go. I've got to go out there, and I want some of those snacks. They have these things that are carved into witch faces, but it's made out of like Rice Krispies, and I've got to go get some.
Ooh, I want some of those too. All right, well, I got one quick quote for you, Cliff.
Oh, okay.
There are three things that I've learned never discuss with people. Religion, politics, and the great pumpkin. That was Linus.
Kendall, if human beings had genuine courage, they'd wear their costumes every day of the year, not just Halloween. And that was said by Douglas Coupland. And Kendall, the farther we've gotten from the magic and mystery of our past, the more we've come to need Halloween.
Amen.
And that was said by Paul Coran, and he's the man! And I'm Cliff, and I gotta go.
And I'm Kendall.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.
I can't quite believe that it's been a year since we were here, but it's time again. So call your mom and tell all of your friends it's Halloween on
Cliff and Kendall coast to coast. Halloween. Two scary bloated co-hosts. Some candy and turn out the lights, and late at night raise up the dead. Or if you want, you can hang out with us instead. It's Halloween on Cliff and Kendall coast to coast. Loaded co-host. Halloween, Halloween, it's the evil day we love the most. The cold winters blow in the night through the trees.
Monsters rise! Oh, God! They're morbidly obese!
So painfully fat! So painfully fat! It's Halloween! On Cliff and Kendall coast to coast! Halloween! Scary bloated co-host. Halloween, Halloween, it's the evil day we love.